Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get with it, y'all. Here we go. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. It's 6:30. Well, it's a little bit after now from the intro music and all, but it's after 6:30, and we're going live right now. Our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. All your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today. 770-732-0244. And you tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834, 818-301-5834. Lock that number in. Call in anytime, anywhere when I'm having a show, and you can get in. Now, you can I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. On Twitter, you can find me at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also find me at Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. Search for me on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. Our show page, you come up there, go ahead and do your thing, become friends of the show. And that way, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. It's been a really, really nice day today. You know, as far as weather goes, I had a good day at work, too. I don't know about you, but I had a great day at work, too. But the weather was nice today. And it seems like this is how it's going to be throughout the weekend. So if I were you, and I'm not you, but I'm just making a suggestion here. If I were you, like me, you know, I'm going to get ready for some outdoor fun this weekend. I'm going to, you know, cook some things and be able to have time outdoors on these next couple of warm afternoons. Y'all with me? So if that's something that you like, then the next few days, the next 4 days are going to be perfect for afternoon outdoor activities. So 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and talk about this episode. Now, guys, excuse me, but I'm still having, you know, told you on yesterday, I'm still having a bit of a time getting rid of my cough and things like that. It's gotten 100% better, but I'm not quite out of the woods, so forgive me for maybe making a cough into the show. Hopefully I'll say excuse me, but if I don't, you guys forgive me, okay? I know you will. Anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is called "The Second Movie Was Good, but the First is Always the Best." Now, here's what I'm talking about. I know some of you guys may be confused about the title, but here's what I'm talking about. Is that, you know, these movies come out the first time, right? You're like, oh, my God, that was a great movie. And you know, and then the second movie comes out. You know, the sequel, right? And, you know, and you're like, you go see that, and you're like, man, that one was good, but it wasn't the best. You know, the first one is usually the best. Y'all with me? I mean, the second ones are good, but the first one was the best. Because you couldn't believe some of the things that were happening in the movie. Go, you know, think about this. Think about all these, when Friday the 13th, the very first Friday the 13th movie, the very first one that came out, was like when we were in high school. And I'm going to date myself here, but I'm talking about the early 1980s. You know, this movie is over 30 years old, right? And the very first Friday the 13th came out when I was like a junior in high school. And, you know, and I took my girlfriend to see the movie, and I remember it like it was yesterday. We were at Greenbrier Theater. Y'all remember Greenbrier Theater? You remember back in the day when Greenbrier was thriving back then when we were in school, that, you know, the movie was downstairs, right? And then downstairs it was real cool because it had this huge like bird cage or something down there. Y'all remember that? Hey, Greenbrier. Tell me if you remember that. 818-301-5834. Excuse me. And I know I have a lot of out of town guests, but you guys that live in the ATL and in the Atlanta area and around my age or maybe a little bit younger, y'all remember Greenbrier and how the atrium was downstairs. And that thing came all the way up into the mall. You remember? It was like a bird sanctuary or something. And these birds would flap through there. You know what I'm saying? Man, I can't believe y'all don't remember that. Okay, so... But that's where I saw my first Friday the 13th movie. And, you know, it was crazy. It was crazy. It was crazy good. Y'all with me? And then at the end right there, y'all remember the little boy came out of the water and grabbed the old girl around her neck and pulled her in the water. Jason did. Y'all remember that? Okay, so... Then they made a second Friday the 13th. And guess what? The second Friday the 13th was in 3D. This was like the first movie. I'm telling y'all, this was like the first movie that was done in 3D. And you know, this was the first time we had gone to a movie and we wore the 3D... You know, the 3D glasses, and I'm telling you, this is when 3D first came out. So we're sitting in the movies and we got our 3D glasses on, and you know they stick poles toward the camera and stuff like that, and that made that pole look like it was about to poke you in the eye, and you were like, whoa, man, that was crazy. And so when we watched Friday the 13th, that second one, in 3D. But guess what? The first one was the best. I mean, if you could watch the first Friday the 13th in 3D, if they did that one in 3D, man, it'd be crazy. You know, crazy good. And then what about... All the old Halloween movies. I mean, the first one was crazy. And the second one and the third and the fifth and the 18th one, they were, you know, they were good. Like Friday the 13th. But that first Halloween was crazy. What about those scary movies? You know, you had a few of those. Rocky. Man, Rocky, you know, you have how many of those? 8, 9 Rockies, you know, getting in the, you know, Rocky come to Atlanta, whatever. They were going on and on. But that first Rocky, Adrian, Rocky, I'm here. Oh, man, that first Rocky was crazy. That first Rocky, excuse me, was crazy. Jaws. Oh, yeah. I know I'm excited, but, hey, call into the show. Tell me about a movie that you know about that's, you know, where the first one, I mean, the second one was good. But the first one was the best. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And another one was Jaws. I mean, Jaws had people scared to go in the water, scared to go to the beach and go in the water. You know, when Jaws first came out, I mean, before that, you know, there were shark attacks, different things like that. But after Jaws came out, y'all tell me, it seemed like the shark attacks went up. We probably weren't hearing about them as much as we hear about them now, because the media isn't as large as it wasn't as large as it is now. Y'all with me? And so you hear about shark attack in Australia and all these different places where we didn't get that when we were growing up. So the only shark attack we might have known about was like over in South Carolina, down in Florida somewhere. But Jaws, y'all remember Jaws? Jaws was crazy. Jaws 2 was, you know, Jaws 2 was off the chain. And then the daughter of Jaws and the mother-in-law of Jaws, all these other Jaws. But that first Jaws was crazy. That first Jaws was crazy. Dun, 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 dun. And, we, you know, homeboy came in there, he said, what was the famous line? We're going to need a bigger boat. You know, Home Alone, all these Home Alone movies, they got a Home Alone marathon going on right now on TV. I think it's going to run until next Christmas. It's going to run every day until next Christmas. I mean, Home Alone was crazy. That first Home Alone was crazy. That second Home Alone was, it was good, but it wasn't like that first one. You just couldn't believe it. How about Friday? All the Friday movies. Friday, next Friday, you know, Friday after next. You know, Christmas on Friday. All these Fridays, right? They were good. But that first one was crazy. You were like, man, you know it's going to be another Friday. But that next Friday wasn't as good as the first. Y'all remember Aliens? What about Aliens? Aliens was one of the best scary movies, you know, with monsters out there, right? And you know, they didn't even show the monster. Check this out now. They didn't even really show the monster. They just showed the monster, like, running away. All them legs, like, running away after they shot at it. You know what I'm saying? And then old boy got crazy. Man, what is that thing? What are we in here? What are we in here with? What's going on? What's going on? What is that? And Sigourney Weaver killed it. Right? She was off the chain in Aliens. But that first one was the best. Right? Y'all tell me. 818-301-5834. How about all these vacation movies with Chevy Chase? European, South African, Australian vacation, you know, Florida vacation, whatever he had. All those vacation movies were good. But again, that first one, when he had Aunt Edna, you know, tied to the top of the car, man, that was crazy. Got a call on the line from the 404 area code. The first three digits. 863, calling you live on the Frank Williams Show. Go ahead.
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm doing good, bro.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, you just caught your show. Yeah, that's another one. Eddie Murphy, 70-year cop.
Yeah.
And the other one, yeah, for 48 hours.
Yeah, yeah, because he made that, what was his name, from another 48 hours or something.
Yeah, exactly. And then after that, they started getting stupid with stuff, man. I tell you, the 1-2 movie that was pretty good that I liked was Rambo, the first Rambo, when he was walking through that town and sheriff was messing with him.
Yeah, they call First Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was based off of that Rambo. Got that Rambo.
Yeah.
And they're leaving it alone. Long as they keep making money, they're going to keep doing it. So.
That's
true. Getting stupid. You send one man in a camp, and they got 7,000 soldiers shooting at him. And he got one gun to kill all them soldiers. They be like, oh, shit, come on. Enough is enough, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. That's how Rambo got started right there with First Blood.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hey, man, go in and get some of that moonshine and wrap up and you feel a bit better.
Yeah.
I have a hangover, but you feel a whole lot better.
Hey, about this time Friday. I'll be feeling real, real nice.
I miss you here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be feeling real nice.
You got a mind.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm gonna start going there in a few minutes though.
Okay. Y'all off work?
Not yet. Friday I'll be off.
All right.
Friday my last day. But get with me though, Paul, and we'll I need to do that for you.
All right. We'll make it happen, man. Let me know if you're feeling better this week.
All right, bud.
All right. Okay.
All right. So again, guys. You know, those are some of the movies. Rambo, that was a great one. Where Sylvester Stallone was a young cat. I mean, Sylvester Stallone, he should be like a billionaire. That Joker done made so many movies, but he was a young Sylvester Stallone in Rambo. Y'all remember Rambo? If you don't, go rent it. Go buy it. It's a good one to put in your library. First Blood. Oh my goodness. And then y'all remember Porky's? Porky's was crazy. Porky's was crazy. But you understood that some of these folks just. You know, the way they act in their towns and stuff was crazy, but that's the way it was, for them and, when they were coming up through high school. Terminator, y'all remember Terminator? Terminator was, they had all these Terminators, you know what I'm saying? But that first Terminator, I'll be back, that's where that came from. I'll be back. Joker was in the police station trying to get in there and kill somebody. They told him that he was something. He said, I'll be back. Next thing you know, he's driving through the front door in his car. He said, I'll be back. Predator, y'all remember Predator? God, man. Arnold Schwarzenegger was in Predator. Carl Weathers, all them guys making big money. What about Shrek? Shrek. Shrek, crazy boy. And then Toy Story. How about Toy Story? I know I'm an old head and all, but hey.
That story was crazy.
I mean, you have to follow Toy Story. You can't come in the middle of Toy Story. You have to follow it from start to finish. You have to watch it. You know, don't get up and go to the bathroom because when you come back, you done missed a bunch of the movie. You don't know where you are anymore. But Toy Story, that first one, was the best, man. It seemed like they can't outdo the first one. I don't care how many they make, but they can't outdo that first one. That first one just jumped crazy. And then the second one be up there. I mean, think about it. I don't know what's the highest grossing movie ever. I don't know, Star Wars or something like that. I know it used to be Star Wars back in our day. but I don't know what's the highest grossing movie ever right now. I don't know, but anyway, Star Wars was huge, right? And they made a few Star Wars. The first one was huge. You know, broke all the records. But if that second one, the third one, the seventh one, the 18th one, whatever it is, they can't break that record, then they must not have been as good as the first. Y'all with me? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We're talking about the second movie was good, but the first is always the best. And we're talking about different movies that happen, whether they're old movies, new movies, you know, not far down the road movies or whatever. Rush Hour, you know, those Rush Hour movies. I don't know how many of those there were. Three? Rush Hour 2, 3? Maybe it was three of them. And, you know, they've been thinking about doing 4, 5, and 6. Much money they make. So, you know, but it won't be as big as that first Rush Hour. Okay? So, that's, you know, that's just how it is. Michael Jackson did a lot of stuff. But for some reason, none of those albums could surpass Thriller. None of those videos or nothing could surpass Thriller. You know? All that stuff he made after Thriller. Nothing could top Thriller. I mean, that man got rich, rich, stupid rich. Imagine having all them checks coming in every day. You go to the mailbox, another check. You go to the mailbox the next day, you got another check. Man, come on. I tell you, it must be the life. Hey, guys, thank you for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here, 6:30 p.m. on the Frank Williams Show. It's me. I'm over, and I'm out. Take care, guys. Be safe.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Calvary, reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind the person that you really are now. Got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?